But Lamb Chop, to say that grass is green isn't really saying half enough.
Hey, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me!
Suey, what now?
Look, I'm just like Lamb Chop and I feel better. I'm a lamb, not a pig, ha ha!
I know that I am repeating myself, but...
Lamb Chop.
Sorry.
You know, Suey, you can't be a lamb just by putting fleece all over you. Oh. Just like you can't be a bird by putting feathers all over you.
Could I be a cow if I got an udder?
No. No.
Could I be a camel if I got a hump?
No.
Could I be a tiger if I got some stripes?
No.
Oh, then I'm never going to be able to get people to like me.
But we like you now.
We like you just the way you are. A pig.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. In fact, we love you the way you are.
Love.
Well, if you really meant it, you'd sing a song.
A song.
You got it.
You gonna start?
Okay, I'll start.
You say that being a porker is enough to make you weep.
Uh-huh.
You'd rather be a camel or a tiger or a sheep.
Anything.
Well, we really got to tell you, you don't need another gig.
We love you just the way you are. You're perfect as a pig.
We love you just the way you are. You're perfect as a pig.
So what if you can't lay an egg, or fly, or chew your cud? Be proud of what you can do.
Go and wallow in the mud.
You say that you can't honk or bleat. Well, we don't give a fig. Hey, don't go changing just for us.
You're perfect as a pig.
Hey, don't go changing just for us. You're perfect as a pig.
Hey, what's the point in trying to be a chicken?
Moose?
Or cow?
Tell yourself, I'm glad I'm me. It's great that I'm a sow.
What's a sow?
A lady pig.
Don't need a stable, coop or nest. Don't need a range to roam.
We're really kind of partial to that sty that you call home.
So forget the fleece and feathers. You don't need to wear a wig. For goodness sake, don't change a thing.
You're perfect as a pig.
Now what?
I thought she got it.
Well, we'll see.
You're gonna give me my fucking money back.
Excuse me, sir. There's a young man in here.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I can call the police if you'd like me to. You need to settle down.
You need to settle down and mind your business, okay? Ma'am, once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys. It was a general.
Right beforehand, you fucking said, sir.
Sir?
Motherfucker, take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a fucking sir.
I apologize.
Motherfucker.
I apologize now.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning. Good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, April 22nd, 2023. I'm Luigi with the Mega Imagine Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, we're going to talk about Pole News Central. Then, we're going to talk about political implications of 40K. And for the finale, everyone is fleeing the left. That's the show. It's kind of a short show. That's what we're talking about. Yep. Let's get into it, shall we? First, Pole News Central. Hitler quote. How many prejudices were overcome through such a change in my attitude towards the Christian socialist movement? My ideas about anti-Semitism changed also in the course of time, but that was the change which I found most difficult. It cost me a great internal conflict with myself. It was only after months of struggle between reason and sentiment that the former gained the victory. Wow. You must push through. Use common sense to fight the Kike. Yes, they're evil. They're pure evil. Yes. Controversial mRNA technology now targeting livestock. Yeah, please stop vaccinating the cows, please. I need meat. Thank you. Supreme Court preserves access to abortion pill for now. Wow, thank you, Supreme Court, for sucking dick. And also not sucking dick, because I agree with that. Thank you. U.S. jury hands Tesla sweeping win over autopilot feature. Dude, bless you, U.S. jury. Yes, bless you. California state court jury has handed Tesla Inc. a sweeping win, finding that the carmaker's autopilot feature did not fail to perform safely in what appears to be the first trial related to a crash involving the partially automated driving feature. Dude, you know what it was? It was the guy was probably supposed to keep his hands on the wheel, and he probably bypassed that security feature somehow and fucked around and found out and died. And there's cameras all in that car. There's like 20 cameras. Elon had all the proof he needed. Look, the guy's an idiot right here. Ooh, look, here's a point where he's an idiot. Ooh, look, here's a point where he took his hand off the wheel. Ooh, look, here's a point where he fell asleep like a dumb fuck and bypassed the security features. Yep, we win. Tech manufacturer discriminated against qualified Americans, hired foreign H-1B visa workers instead? Dude, that's happening so often now. I mean, where's that not happening at? They want minorities, they want women, they want blacks. You know what they don't want? Hardworking whites. California fulfills residents' water needs for the first time in 17 years. Whatever, man. When I lived in California, I was never wanting for water. Ever. They have all the water they need. They buy it with all the money they have. We just pay the other states for all their water. It's very cheap. Very cheap. They're very stupid. I mean, we need it. And they have an abundance of it, so they give it to us very cheaply. They could give it to us for so much more money, and they don't know because they're idiots. California, always winning. Some trans guy exposed his genitalia to women in a shower swim class thing or something, whatever. The balls, the literal balls, the lack thereof. Russia says they're not even planning an influence operation to break apart the West. They're just letting it happen naturally, letting the kikes do it naturally. Just let it all play out. We don't even need to intercede. It's just... is Russia a bunch of super geniuses, or are they a bunch of Ruskies just making do with what they got? Maybe a little bit of both. Whatever, next thread. Political implications of 40K. When I say this, what I mean is, what do you think the implications would be of an Imperium of Man style government? I think it'd be quite cool. This American says, I think you're an idealist, inundated by your escapism that prevents you from doing anything other than posting on the internet. That's great. God, man. Go take some fucking effects or chill the fuck out.
Watch out!
A school or something, because you're evil. On SSRIs. Antidepressant pills totally have nothing to do with school shooters or something. Implications of an Imperium of Man style government. Imperium of Man style. What? The government is like a cesspit of bureaucracy. Dude, people wait in line for generations. Like, they wait in line and then their generations wait in line and they don't even know what the fuck they're waiting in line for anymore. That's how bad the bureaucracy is there. That's what you want? You want bureaucracy so bad it takes multiple generations of your family waiting in line? That's fucking insane. We need an emperor of mankind that is great enough to bring us together and unite us as a species under his godlike manhood. This American says, tranny shit like the rest. Dude, it is getting woker. It is getting woker and woker, but they have not caved on female space marines yet. They have not caved on that yet. I think if they ever cave on that, that will be the first sign that they are woke. If we ever get female space marines that aren't sisters of battle, which are separate, completely different things. I mean, there is training stuff built into the Warhammer lore. I don't, like, just go be chaos and leave us alone. This American says, doesn't the Imperium have literal breeding farms for humans? Like those Hitler-type things with women just popping out for the Imperium? Sounds based as fuck. What's wrong with that? They have baby farms. They have gene seed clinics. Wow, what a quality show today. Total quality. Is this max quality or what? Be like corn. Be like corn. Very simple. More bones for the bone pile or bone god. More bones for the bone god. More blood for the blood altar or something. Whatever.
Certain words. They're announcing giant cult-like brainwashing. They're teaching five-year-olds how to suck cock in public school. They are sitting there doing everything
wow.
you could ever freaking imagine, killing babies after they're born. And the churches are such Pharisees, they're worried that I just talked about sucking cock instead of killing babies and chucking their damn organs out.
Alex, oh my god. Wow. That was something. This is asshole... content striked me. Well, guess what? I'm not on YouTube, faggot. I'm gonna take so many of your videos right now. Let's watch some of this faggot's videos, this asshole.
But you've got the sacred right to defend yourself and to kill when other people are trying to kill your ass. You understand that? You understand me? You need to find your spirit and stop giving in to these devil worshipers while they're trying to enslave you and your family and take everything you've got and everything you ever are and destroy your children. And you need to let them know that you will defeat them one way or another. And it's that spirit that's going to prevail. But you've got the sacred right.
That's funny, man. That's funny. Alex, holy fucking ball of energy. More bones for the bone zone, Slaanesh.
The bone zone. Oh, look, crinkly. Hey, guys. Hi, welcome to my ASMR channel. I'm going to crinkle some paper today. I'm gonna crinkle this crinkly paper.
Just kidding. Oh my god, the show is so good today.
We're gonna close the show out with the podcast of the Lotus Eaters. Everyone's fleeing the left. Thank you, Deadeye, for providing me content. This is what the show's like without Kilo. Kilo's gone, and now the show's gone to shit without him. That's how it happens. That's what happens. Too bad. He's working. He's doing hard things. He's succeeding at life. It's more important than Lou's show. It's very good.
Places in the United States.
Refugees.
Left.
Look, it's Callum! He's our wholesome guy, guys. He's our wholesome bud. He's the best part of Carl's show. Carl's the big man that we make. He made all the big bucks back when the YouTube algorithm promoted it, people. Not anymore. He would never exist today. He got a bump during Gamergate. That's how... Dude, his entire foundation is built upon Gamergate. Insane. Insane.
GGs, yeah. It's quite interesting to watch because it's like, well, you voted for this. You're like, yes, I do believe Black Lives Matter. I do believe in redistributive policies. We do need to save the planet. It is destroying my business. It is destroying my neighborhood. Crime is out of control. Nothing exists here. This has turned into a desert now. I'm going home.
Godwin's law, but there were actually a small group of Jews who used to go to Hitler's rallies in the early days.
Why do you know this, Callum? Why do you know this?
Really?
Yeah. And, like, meme energy.
Jews for Hitler.
Look at Carl. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, they used to chant jokingly, down with us, and then they realized he wasn't joking, and they no longer attended the rallies.
No kidding.
It was a joke all along.
And they left the country.
Okay, well, I mean... I don't think it's quite that extreme.
No.
I think this is people moving and making decisions based on their own personal interests, which is sensible.
After voting against their own interests.
Well, yes, but what they were doing is voting in line with a dreamy, idealistic state of affairs that will never exist, in which it turns out that human beings are innately good, and if you allow them to commit as much, and the most good, in fact, are the criminals, right? That's how you know they're good.
Yep.
And so, obviously, them committing crime isn't because they're terrible people who don't care about other people's hard work or security. What it is that everyone else is evil and the criminal is good. And so we have to treat the criminal with the softest touch we can, and everyone else can just flee to the hills, or Florida and Texas, in this case.
Yeah, not much of a hill.
No, flee to the swamps.
That's amazing, isn't it, actually?
Yeah.
The swamp and the desert are the two places Americans want to move to. The lush lands of New York, everyone's leaving.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, we have lots of land, Callum. We're not stuck on an island, silly goose.
Yes.
But that's because of the way that these places are governed.
I mean, that's how bad it's got
to be. That's how bad socialism is, yeah. But before we go on, go sign up on lotuses.com. We've been demonetized, so help us keep the lights on by watching Brokenomics Episode 16, The Economics of Lockdowns. Because, of course, how did lockdowns play out in America? Oh, the tyrannical left. Like, yeah, brilliant. Everyone.
This is bearable shilling. Bearable shilling from Sargon. You know, when Carl first did Lotus Eaters, he did a big advertising campaign on with Styx and Mr. Obvious, etc., on all the 4chaner guys and some others. He's never since done another advertising campaign. Bro, you gotta spend some money, man. You gotta advertise more than once.
But in California, I think they still wear masks in like New York.
I don't know. I don't think there's any Wi-Fi anymore. It's that bad.
Probably. It's literally like a Kirk Douglas. No, Kurt Russell movie. But I still can't visit America because of the vaccine thing. I'm unvaccinated, so I'm not going. But anyway, so let's...
Grug says, Brits are so fucking delusional, they really think every one of their enemies has been Satan. Dude, they're like... They think they're the good guy in every story, bro. I mean, that's just how they are. They were always on the right side of history. Always. Always. We're always, you know, England. There's that royalty kind of feel about it. Like, they're the king of the world. Shit.
Begin with Chicago. Everyone's favorite place. The jewel of Illinois, I think.
Someone the other day, I think we were listening to the Disney...
Look at that grin from Sargon, the jewel of Illinois. That was such a fucking mocking grin. He wanted Callum to make a joke about it, and he didn't. You could have got some boss points there, Callum. Silly goose, read the fucking room, Callum. Fuck.
Shareholder meeting. Someone called from Chicago and called it the comeback city. It's like, yeah, really? It's really coming back up.
See, Carl's like, really? Carl has no love of this city. You need to make fun of the city, Callum. God, pick up on the hints.
One day.
Maybe that's begging people to come back to Chicago.
But it's like the Indian meme, superpower by 2050. <It's>
So anyway, Walmart just decided, you know what, we don't like working in Chicago anymore, and so we're closing four of our stores. The company is like, we're just going to move these stores elsewhere, and a bunch of pharmacies as well. And in a news release, the company said, our Chicago stores have not been profitable since we first opened them nearly 17 years ago. These stores lose tens of millions of...
Someone's talking to Callum in his ear.
...dollars a year, and their annual losses nearly doubled in just the last 5 years. I wonder why that's happening. Why do you think? I think there's people in Chicago...
Too many white people.
Possibly.
I think...
Callum was too busy listening to the people in his ear, and then the boss asked him a question, he didn't know what to say.
There's so many. They're ruining the neighborhoods. There's a lack of culture.
Yep.
There's a complete lack of innovation.
It's all the smash and grab robberies,
man. What?
I think it's terrible, said Chatham customer Norma Gregory. Target left, now Walmart is gone. We don't have anything in our community anymore.
Good.
Tyson Foods is also leaving.
Good.
They've decided, we're leaving.
Got gangs left. Go make a gang and fix it or something. Go fix it with your gang in bullets.
Illinois entirely.
In drugs and meth.
And they're going to relocate early next year. They say, quote...
How about you do bad in the capital? You're like, the whole state's got to go. Like, you got to throw the whole bathwater out.
Well, no, that's literally what they've said. Huh. Bringing our talented corporate team members and businesses together under one roof unlocks greater opportunities to share perspectives and ideas, while also enabling us to act quickly to solve our problems and provide innovative product solutions that our customers deserve and value. And none of them are in Chicago.
For some reason... Isn't that the one where, what is it, the bug woman lives?
Yeah, mayor? She used to be. She's Lori Lightfoot. She is no longer the mayor.
Lori, fuck Lori Lightfoot. God, she looks so weird and strange.
Because it didn't go very well, but it's going to get worse, right? But anyway, Chicago, of course, was recently criticized for crime. CEO of Tyson, Chris Kempczinski, recently said that crime is seeping into every corner of our city. What is going on in Chicago?
I mean, it's sort of, come on, it's like local man finds out, it's like, well, we legalized crime and our crime's gone up, and now we're criticized for it, not praised for some reason.
Exactly, Callum. Thank you. Took the words out of my mouth.
A bunch of Fortune 500 companies are leaving Chicago as well. Household name companies Boeing, Caterpillar, and Citadel are distancing themselves from Chicago.
Citadel should not exist anymore.
Ditching their Illinois-based corporate headquarters for better economic opportunities in other states. This is a harsh blow to Illinois, as it lost three of the 30...
Deadeye says, bring back segregation, please. Wow, so you agree with the Democrats, Deadeye? You want what the Democrats want? You want segregation? That's what the Democrats want. They want that. You don't understand, Deadeye, that you'll be getting the short end of that segregation stick, buddy. You'll be at the back of the bus this time. You'll be the one at the back of the bus.
Five Fortune 500 companies located there. But these moves should come as no surprise. Illinois' regulatory environment, taxes, high crime, and dwindling talent base have earned the state a spot on the list of worst states for business for 11 consecutive years.
Damn.
Anna's got a point.
Yeah, crime is bad.
And tax is bad. And environmental regulations and all this sort of nonsense, bad. But if you go to the next one, there's just a long list of companies leaving. Just scroll through this a second.
Not enough.
And you'll see, just keep going. Just keep going.
More.
Keep going. This is a long list, right?
How long are we going to be here?
A while.
Hmm.
But massive
evil
firms you've never heard
of. Evil.
These are
I'm just, like, because you're scrolling, I'm just hearing, like, crimes up, blah. Robberies up, blah.
Yeah, that's
profits down, blah.
Yeah, and taxes up. And it's just like, okay.
Reasons to leave, lower crime.
And so I thought we'd go to a local news report just talking about the problem. You can just play the next clip.
Play it.
Yeah, Alan and Judy, retailers have been wary of smash and grabs here.
Holy, look at this woman. There's a gallon of makeup on her face, or its face, who the fuck knows. Painted on eyebrows, the worst looking of eyebrows, and steamrolled hair.
Here along the Mag Mile, after several incidents over the past few years, today the governor signing this new...
Wow, the fakest woman I've ever seen in my life.
New bill into law in an effort to combat that kind of crime.
Yeah, it's always been around, but now it's more so than ever.
A staple on Oak Street for 45 years, the owners of Bravco Beauty say they've witnessed retail theft increase downtown in recent years. We've seen video after video of mobs rushing into stores everywhere from luxury to convenience stores, stealing items from places like Macy's, Nordstrom, Burberry, and
Lenscrafters
California. Along the Mag Mile. Plus, the Louis Vuitton store in Oak Brook,
where they didn't do nothing.
14 people ransacked the place.
Did do no- making Look at Carl. Carl's nodding like, yep, that's niggers. That's niggers, all right. That's what Carl's thinking. That's Look at that face. That is Carl going, yep, niggers. And Callum's going, oh my God, those white people are having to go through a bunch of niggers. That's They're both thinking niggers. You know they're both thinking niggers in their head. I'm saying what they're thinking.
Off with $120,000 worth in merchandise.
This is...
Oh my God. Sargon's face. Carl's face. Amazing. Just focus on Carl's face.
About a multi-billion dollar industry of organized criminals carrying out sophisticated theft operations to turn a profit on the resale market.
Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the Inform Act into law today, defining organized retail crime for the first time in the state and making it a felony.
These brazen acts not only place retail employees and customers at...
Oh my God. Do you see? Oh my God, guys. Oh my God. HT would love me right now. Guys, you see, you know what you see back here? A bunch of kikes. A bunch of kikes. And in front of the kikes, what do you see? The nigger shield. Look, guys, it's the nigger shield. They're gonna put felonies on the niggers, so they need a nigger shield. You see how it works? They gotta have a nigger shield.
...at risk, but also deprive local municipalities and the state of much-needed tax dollars.
Last December alone, Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul's organized crime task force retrieved $1 million worth of stolen items from storage units.
Stop by there, just so you get the point, right? They've finally realized crime bad. Maybe we should make it legal.
Do you remember during the pandemic where, what was it, you could steal under $1,000?
No, that's in California, $950, and it's not a federal crime.
But I thought they also did it in, I think it was Chicago incredible. And
oh, really?
New York. It wasn't so much like the law side, but the policing side.
Yeah, they wouldn't prosecute.
If there was theft going on in shoplifting, just don't respond to it. And so people just pile it up.
Yeah. And they literally...
Incredible.
But again, if
and then they started meeting up, being like, how about we make this a business?
The richest man in Illinois is a guy called Ken Griffin. He's a hedge fund manager.
He's got more Louis Vuitton bags than anyone.
No, he doesn't, not anymore. He's the head of the investment firm Citadel, and he's like, no, we're relocating to Miami. Miami is a vibrant, growing metropolis that embodies the American dream.
Really? Why?
What? Well, he says...
Who's in charge there?
Well, he says, quote... they're leaving Chicago due to violence, and said in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, if people aren't safe here, they're not going to live here.
Sorry, I'm laughing because I'm imagining in 5 years it will be, we spoke to the richest man in Chicago. He's named Snowball. On the street, he is known for his large amounts of Louis Vuitton bags.
But the street in the area that Citadel is headquartered in, or was headquartered in, of course, is a very nice area. And even that has seen a rash of violent crime, including fatal shootings, violent armed robberies, and carjackings.
God. Can't believe.
Yeah, can you even imagine?
People were driven to killing each other in the streets.
So anyway, moving on to Portland. You remember in 2020 that, of course, the riots for 100 days.
Yeah, I'm surprised the city still exists, frankly.
It basically doesn't, actually. We'll get to that. They literally just riots upon riots upon riots. And it was really bad, so a bunch of businesses left then.
I mean, all Carl and Callum are saying is that the niggers are rioting, and it's getting worse, and people are saying, oh, wow, maybe we should punish them. Yes, God, dude. Does it really take you guys 20 minutes to... Yes. Let's laugh at them and move on now. Wow.
Francisco,
you see their stock price?
It's pretty low. Man.
It's like half of what it was.
Yeah.
He was talking about Tesla's stock price. Yeah, well, I mean, Callum, Elon had to sell a shitload of Tesla to afford to buy Twitter. He had to liquidate that asset. And when he liquidated that asset, it made the price of it go down. And also people were shorting it when he was selling it. So it made it go down even more. I mean, there's just shenanigans afoot too. People hate Elon. They want Tesla to fail. They want Elon to fail. When that rocket blew up, Tesla stock tanked. Why? Tesla has fucking nothing to do with SpaceX. Why would Tesla stock tank when Elon's rocket explodes? The two are literally, the only thing that connects the two is the man named Elon, and that's why, right there, that's your key, that's your hint, right there.
Well, this 4-6, that is awful.
Probably gonna rob from me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, who knows? But there's a good defense made of this. It's like, oh yeah? Well, if you go to the next one, we can look at the most dangerous cities in America. And San Francisco's nowhere near the top. There are way more dangerous Democrat cities than San Francisco. You scroll down in this, Johnson.
Callum was like, holy shit. They were talking about the Cash App founder getting stabbed to death.
See the graph.
It's not the defense you think it is.
Yeah, exactly. There's literally a chart, but it's like...
Deadeye. I don't know why you would live in the city. There's no reason to live in the city. Property values are so expensive, you're gutting yourself on your rent for no reason. Man... If you guys want to move out of this, if you guys live in a city, want to move out of the city, look for where recently opened libraries have been opened, okay? Look for recently opened libraries, because the government isn't going to invest into a library, into an area, unless that area is going to be in, like, if, unless people are going to invest in that area. So usually they put libraries in towns with, like, you know, 20, 30,000 people. The city's growing to 40, 50,000 people, 60,000 people. That's where you want to be, man. God, that's the precipice of civilization right there. You have enough city for you to have all the amenities you need. There's stuff all near you, but it's not a fucking city where you're stacked on top of each other and everything's shit and there's crap in the streets, okay? It's the medium between rural and big city. It's the middle ground in between. That's what you need to aim for. That's what I've lived in my entire life. If you own property, inner city, You're a fucking millionaire. Holy fuck, get out while the... You're literally at the precipice of the housing market. Holy fucking sell that shit. Move to a very nice town and just enjoy the rest of your life. Holy, dude, you could sell that house, buy 2 to 3 houses in a nice neighborhood in an up-and-coming town, rent 2 of them out, and then pay for them all with that. Dude, you don't even have to work. Just be a property owner. Fuck, easy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, buddy. God, you haven't made.
Hey, no. Look, St. Louis, Detroit, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Atlanta.
St. Louis is the most homicide? Holy shit. Detroit. Detroit is so shit. Dude, Detroit used to be like an amazing city full of white people making cars. And then the cars went away. And the white people went away. And the black people stayed for some reason because they're dumb. They're stupid niggers. I mean, really, this could just be a, you know, how black is the city chart, right? This is like how many blacks are there. And that's the violence of the city, the homicide rate, right? Simple as.
Atlanta, these are way more dangerous. Look at Chicago and Oakland and Minneapolis and Houston and Los Angeles. It's like these are all Democrat run assholes.
Yeah. To be fair, is a slight bias because all cities are left wing assholes.
That's true.
Except like one or two. Yeah. So,
but then...
why are the cities not a place of harmony if the theory works?
Exactly. If you're going to keep voting for this, this is what...
Yeah, dude, because they're meant to be in a perpetual state of shit. Blacks are meant to be stupid, stay stupid. That's what the fucking kikes want. They want the blacks fighting the whites. They want the whites fighting the blacks, fighting the Asians, fighting everybody. While they sit at the top of their throne, laughing and enjoying their fucking fruits of their labor. Evil and horrific and kikish, and that's what they do. That's the show. Kikes are evil. Please like, comment, subscribe. You have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Sir, you mind if I videotape you?
Why?
Because I'm offended by your shirt.
I don't care.
Okay.
If you're offended
Thank you. Thank you.